And we are back. Stephanie Trussell.
And Laura Kelly.
And we know who that is. That is Nancy Pelosi. And, you know, lover or hater, but you must love anyone that's willing to stand by something that's such a colossal failure in the face of all the cameras and everything going on. She can say, hey, I'm proud of this. And I don't know if there's anything to be proud of with Obamacare, but luckily, I don't have to interpret what happened on Friday or what's the latest thing that's going on with Obamacare, because I don't know. I would be pulling my hair out. But luckily, we have a resident expert on Obamacare and ever-changing policies, ever-changing delays. C. Stephen Tucker is joining us this evening. Hello, Stephen.
Hello, ladies.
Thanks. Hi, Stephen.
Oh, it's our pleasure. We bring you on. It's very selfish. We just need this to be explained to us. I mean, Hopefully the listeners will benefit from it as well.
Well,
but
we love your updates.
We're trying to keep up with, oh my goodness, it's always something. 312-591-8900. Okay, what is going on with the latest mandates? Is there an individual delay? I don't know. I don't know.
Yes. Well, as you are well aware, President Barack Obama has redefined the three branches of government. They are now him, his pen, and his phone.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah. That's funny.
He keeps making updates to the law outside of the confines of Congress. So I believe another was going to come shortly, and I will discuss that with you in a few moments. But the latest changes that were done unilaterally by the president was a delay, number one, for 2 years for those who have lost their health insurance. As you know, 6.3 million Americans have had their health insurance coverage canceled, many of them terminally ill. And so his way of saying, I'm sorry for that, is to give them a 2-year exemption from the IRS fine for not buying health insurance. So that was the first unilateral delay that happened a couple weeks ago. Then the latest is that if your health insurance policy, you know, if you weren't able to get on the plan because the website was horrible, well, at any time during the year now, you can go and say, well, I tried to get on, but I just couldn't get on because the website was dysfunctional. So please let me on. And by the way, I was eligible for a tax credit, an advance premium tax credit to lower my premium. So I want you to make sure that I get that. So Barack Obama has dictated now that the insurance companies, if you just attest, there's no proof or paperwork required that you tried to get on to the healthcare.gov. You just have to say you tried and it didn't work. The insurance company will have to give you a subsidy for January, February, and March if you enroll in April. So they have to retroactively give that back to you, courtesy of the few, the proud, the 51% of us left in this nation actually paying income taxes. So that was dictated to the insurance company as well.
But didn't they also have a Friday night dump? And this is just on the other side, the flip side, because the insurance companies are now going to have to pay out more money. Didn't they change something so that the risk corridors are different, or that they bail them out, in other words? Because
yes, that's actually written into the law, the risk corridor provision. So that's always been the case. The question that none of us know yet is how much is that going to be? Will that be $1 trillion, as has been rumored in some circles? Will it be $850,000? How much money are we actually going to be cutting to the insurance company? I can guarantee you this, we will be cutting them a very big check, because otherwise there's no impetus for the insurance companies to stay inside the exchanges. Nothing in the law says they have to stay inside the exchanges, and as you know, it was voluntary decision to do so. None of them had to go in. But in Illinois, we have six of them that decided to sell products in the exchange. If they don't get that gigantic taxpayer-funded check to bail them out of their losses, then they're going to pull out of the exchanges.
Okay, we're on with C. Stephen Tucker. We're talking about the latest changes, the latest delays, the latest
on Obama.
Whatever he wakes up in the morning, the wind blows and deciding, what are we going to do? And supposedly the deadline is this March 31st, and I don't know about everyone else listening. And there are so many commercials. There are so many ads. Get covered. When you're on Facebook, everything's popping up. Get covered. It's another one I forgot, very similar to I went today just for kicks and giggles. I went on the website, Get Covered, and it froze. And I just kept going back, and I'm like, are you kidding me? And I'm like, and I've never had, I never wanted to do it before, but here we are with this deadline and this push and all of the money that they're spending on getting out the vote. And people that normally don't talk about health care on liberal radio stations, certain shows that never even talk about it are talking about it now, and they always add that you don't have to worry because you can get a subsidy. And that's what, to me, it's not affordable health care. It's subsidized health care for certain people, and the other people are going to be paying for it. So what's going to happen between now and the 31st? I mean, is there going to be a big crunch? Are they going to be able to get everyone?
Well,
or does
see,
it matter?
Stephen, isn't it true now that it froze on Stephanie that she can blow through that deadline because she can say that it didn't work for her?
Yes.
Do I need to take a screenshot to prove that it froze?
I
never thought about that.
You don't even have to prove it. You don't even have to prove it. But that brings me to the next delay, which I predict is coming, a next unilateral decision by the president. People, I don't think enough Americans understand, probably a very few small percentage of Americans understand, that once we get past open enrollment, which is March 31st, right?
Right.
The first national open enrollment period, if you are sick and you need health insurance because you have a pre-existing condition, whether you're sick or not, you will be unable to purchase health insurance for your family as an individual from any insurance company anywhere in America until the next open enrollment period, which is November 15th of 2014. So the next wave of Obamacare horror stories will not be, I lost my plan. It's going to be, I'm sick, I'm terminally ill, and the president won't let me get health insurance because he's denying me coverage for pre-existing conditions. And that's the way the law was written. So I believe he will acquiesce to the new wave of horror stories coming where sick people can't get coverage because of Obamacare, the way it was written, that he'll acquiesce and he'll extend the open enrollment period for God knows how long. And that's going to lead to mountains of adverse selection for the insurance companies. And that will hasten the need for them to decide to pull out of the exchanges because, again, there's nothing in the law that says they have to keep doing this.
What is the point then? Is he trying to just ruin the insurance company so he can make it
a single payer
system?
Yeah.
That is the goal. You remember Barack Obama said that to the SEIU. You can pull it up on YouTube. That is the goal. He said, we're not going to get there right away, but we're going to get there.
Just be patient. And wait. Right.
Just be patient. It's coming. So.
And one more question regarding what you said earlier. You said something about it wasn't a tax. You said it was a, what he did, didn't he just basically say that you don't have to pay the individual mandate, which I thought the Supreme Court said was a tax. How can he say that you don't have to pay a tax?
Yes. You remember our vertically challenged reporter, George Snuffleupagus, when he was interviewing him. And he said, isn't this a tax, Mr. President? It says it right in the dictionary. He said, I reject that definition, right?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if people understand this or not, but the reason we have Obamacare today is because Supreme Court Justice John Roberts rewrote the law.
Right.
And changed it from a fine to a tax. So it is a tax. Of course it's a tax. And it's going to hit everybody that hasn't lost their health insurance or whose health insurance costs would cost them more than 8.5% of their modified adjusted gross income and or they're specifically exempt, like those who don't pay into the Social Security system. Everybody else is going to pay that fine.
Oh, wow. Stephen, don't go anywhere. Short break. We have a caller on the line. We're going to get to you, Sam. 312-591-8900. Back right after this.
When you want Chicago's classic hits, turn to 94.7 WLS. For traffic and weather info, tune into 890 AM WLS for traffic and weather first on the fives when you need it most.
Back on with Stephanie Trussell and Laura Kelly. And just the update on the story we mentioned at the opening of the show, the suspect has been arrested. I guess all the lanes and everything is working okay on Lakeshore Drive, and I'm sure there'll be a lot more to talk about later, and especially in the morning. And keep it tuned in on WLS to find out all the latest on the update and exactly what happened today. We are talking to C. Stephen Tucker, talking about the latest delays and the latest changes in Obamacare. 312-591-8900. We're going to go right to a caller who's been waiting patiently. Thank you for calling, Sam. You're calling from the Northwest Side?
Yes, I am. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi.
Listen, I want to preface what I'm going to say with I voted for Mitt Romney and I voted for John McCain. But I want to ask all three of you, do you have health insurance, each of you?
Yes, we do.
Yes, I do.
And I'm assuming Stephen.
I do as well.
Did you get it through the exchange or through an employer?
I have it through an employer.
How about other two?
I have private. I pay for it myself. But it changed. I mean, I'm paying more now.
Well, I have my own private health insurance. It was canceled at the end of September, and I had to go into the exchange. They had a high deductible HSA policy, had to go into the exchange, and it didn't work for a while. Finally, in December, it worked. It worked flawlessly in December. I now have a different type of policy. I could have got the same policy that I had as a 50-something-year-old man for half the cost that I was paying already. Instead, I took a different type of policy and got dental insurance also, and my premium was $20 less than I had been paying each month. I can't believe anybody is really being truthful when they say that their policy costs more now through the exchange if it was comparable to what they had prior to the exchange. All this stuff I hear, and I was no supporter of President Obama, but all the stuff I hear about what he's done with health care, I am absolutely in support of what he's doing. The Republicans can talk forever, but it was only until President Obama came along that anyone say that this 54-year-old guy does not have to worry about a pre-existing condition. Not that I have one, but every time I wanted to switch from one health insurer to another, which I did not out of that fear, I always had the fear that I wouldn't be able to get new health insurance. That's all done. And this whole idea that my children who are in their 20s have to understand that you have to pay for health insurance. You've got to pay. Everybody has to understand. You can't just go to the emergency room and they're going to care for you. You have to pay.
Stephen, did you want to?
I don't understand how that's non-conservative Republican
Sam,
idea.
The one question I have for you is yeah, are you sure you're enrolled? How do you know that you're?
Well, you know why? That's such a phony idea, because I'll tell you why. Because my credit card gets billed.
Okay. No, I was just asking the question.
Okay, we're going to allow Stephen to address that, but it always amazes me when people, so everyone else that we've been hearing in the news, I guess they're making it up, but because it didn't affect you as an individual, then the rest of the stories cannot be true.
And
we'll give
you
a chance, Stephen. Go ahead and address that.
Well, that was a long diatribe, so right. I'll try to break it down backwards.
Okay, well, we've given you a chance to talk, so allow him to address you. Yes.
Okay, first of all, young people that are under the age of 27, which is the ages he referred to, do not have any concept of what health insurance costs, because under Obamacare, under the failure to launch clause, they can stay on mommy and daddy's policy till they're 26. So they're not paying for health insurance. And it is precisely that rule in the law that has led to higher premiums for older people, because the young and healthy, many of them in that age bracket, are not buying health insurance and therefore not helping subsidize the overall cost. That's number one. Number two, if you think you can get pre-existing condition coverage all year long, you are sorely mistaken. Once we get past open enrollment, unlike before Obamacare, where you could freely shop for any carrier you wanted to do so all year long, if your rates went up, you could shop for another plan and get that plan. Now, you are specifically barred by law, the Obamacare law, from buying any health insurance product on the market from any carrier until November of 2014. So, not only are your choices limited, but you're actually going to be uninsurable if you have a pre-existing condition all through those months. We're talking from April 1st all the way till November 15th. That's a long period of time.
You know what? You got to get off your butt. The whole idea of and I'm telling you, I am no President Obama supporter, but on this issue, I'm telling you, I think that he's doing such a poor job in really getting out there and telling people that.
Are you kidding?
Really?
Have you watched television lately?
Really,
there's nothing
on.
But ads on.
Yeah,
and I want
okay.
to be nice to anyone that just disagreeing with us. We want this to be an open forum. But I don't know what bubble you live in where you they're not. Okay. Their message is out there. Harry Reid saying that everyone that said all these horror stories, those are just, was it Harry Reid that said those
Harry
are just
Reid
tales?
Called us all liars.
And that's not true. And I think we've given you enough time, Sam. And I hope you call back. But you know, it just amazes me. I'm at a dinner at a quick little abrupt little get together last night, and someone pulls me aside. People inbox me, and I'm nobody to say. And my friend, her kids have this condition where she had surgery at an amazing hospital, and it's time for her second son to have it. Everything was approved in December, but the surgery got delayed. She just got informed that because they didn't get it done before December, this surgery, they want her to put $30,000 down for the surgery, because suddenly the hospital that has all the tests, all the records for her son, is out of her network. So I guess she's making that up. And that's what amazes me, these people, that just because it doesn't affect you as an individual, well, that's awesome. But what about everyone else?
Yeah, we're all in this together, and this is bad for a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that Harry Reid would be low enough to call Bill Elliott a liar, the man who was a two-time Obama voter, who lost his health insurance in the middle of cancer treatment, who I reach out to and helped him get his policy back using existing federal law, to call that man a liar and all the other people who have lost their health insurance because of this president's lies is disgraceful.
And I must address that people indicate as if this is just because Obama came up with this idea that everyone's against it. People, this whole thing, the rollout was a mess and everything afterwards. And I keep saying to people that think that this has something to do with the color of the man's skin or the fact that he has a D in front of his name. If it's so great, if it's so awesome, why does he keep changing it? Why wouldn't he just double down? Why are we delaying parts till after the midterms? Why are we delaying parts that won't even take effect until after he's already retired doing whatever he's going to do? And so if it's so great, you know, what's the problem then? They should be bragging about it. And to say that the message hasn't been out, seriously, everywhere I go, there's a billboard. Get cover. There's more and more people are talking about this on the radio everywhere mm-hmm. you go now. Paid operatives, I'm assuming, or whatever, where that money's
but
going.
But you can see Obama. I mean, I watched him. I don't know if you saw this, Stephen, but the Telemundo, did you see him tell that man that he should just prioritize and get rid of his cable and his cell phone and pay for his insurance?
Yeah, what an insult. That
well, how cavalier.
But, you know, I just picture, and I hate to bring up the four-letter word Bush, but I picture Bush telling a group of people, well, just give up your, you know, your phone and your cable. And this man is going around bragging that he has a phone and a pen, and he's telling everyone else to give up their phone. When is, you know, having a phone such a luxury now that you so now he always talks about people having to decide between buying food and health care. Mm-hmm. So now they have to decide, can I keep in touch with my grandmother in another state or be able to text my kids, or do I want health care?
Well, and the other thing is, I think there's going to be higher premiums. According to this, one of the articles I was looking at with this Friday night dump, you know, the HHS doing this risk quarter, they're saying that our premiums are going to go up, and they were supposed to come down.
That's very important that you mention that, because that was one of the last legal, unilateral, and unconstitutional delays this president put in place, and that was the ability to keep your plan all the way through the midterm elections. Remember when he said you could keep it before, back in November, there was a one-year reprieve. Now you can keep that old, crappy, horrible plan from that wild, wild west unregulated market that existed before Obamacare for as long as you want. If he was really that concerned about those crappy plans, which you and I both know they weren't, then he wouldn't have never let something like that happen. Every decision this president makes is political.
That's
period.
True.
And when you hear people like Jesse Jackson or Rainbow Push holding court yesterday saying for the first time in some people's lives in Kentucky, they're able to get insurance. Well, has anyone broken down the number of people that are actually paying and the people that are being subsidized? Do we know that magic number?
And how I keep hearing that they're really not really enrolled yet. I mean, how many people are actually enrolled, and when they go to the hospital, are they actually going to be able to take them in? Because the back end isn't done, I thought.
They would not tell us how many are enrolled and how many have actually paid, because, as you know, they did not build the payment system into the $630 million no-bid contract for the healthcare.gov website that went to friggin' Canada. So we don't even know who paid their premiums.
So if somebody wants to follow up with more information, and my friend from the dinner party yesterday, a little get-together, I inboxed her before you came on and said, told her to contact you. How do people get in touch with you? How do people stay updated as to what's going on?
They can do two things. One, they can go to truthaboutobamacare.com, where I write regularly on the law. And people need to understand that I am also certified to offer products inside and outside the exchange, and I do both as an insurance broker, even though I don't support major portions of the law. The point is, we have to work within that system, and people who are sick now need to understand, if they don't get health insurance during open enrollment, they're going to be unable to get it all of these months.
That. I can't believe
that's,
that. I never.
That's very
dangerous. I haven't heard that. I mean, they're not putting that in the paper.
Well,
that should be front page news.
It's pages and pump pages, and so who other than you, Stephen, and other people in your position have the time to page through it, and you'd be spending most of your day trying to keep up with it, and if they're doing Friday late dumps and people are, it's getting lost in the fog of everything else that's going on, it's no way to keep current on it. But luckily, we have you to rely on, and I know we'll be talking to you soon, because just lo and behold, just as the sun will rise, Obama will make a change to this signature law in Obamacare. It is not affordable. It's subsidized health care.
Right.
And again, thank you for
thanks for your time, Stephen,
and your patience. And we'll be back on the top of the hour. We're going to be talking about what's the latest with Obama, what's going on in the between Ukraine and the plane, and what is Obama's what do people other than Americans who are afraid of him, what does everybody else think about how